Thank you very much for stopping and sitting down and taking a look into the book of Revelations with me. I'm reading the Bible this year chronologically, but rather than me read it, I'm listening to it on my phone, which is basically what you're doing. And I'm getting a lot out of just being able to sit back and relax and listen and not have to really focus on anything else. As we watch the news around us today, we turn on the news, the first half of it is going to be the death and destruction that's going on in Europe right now. And the images that we receive from that are pretty striking. We look into the book of Revelations, what's going to happen in the future is magnified way beyond that. So if you take those pictures and put them into your imagination, and as we go through here and we talk about death and destruction, bring those images to life that it's a real thing that's going to happen. So I wrote this message from March 20th of 2022. It's entitled The Seven Trumpets, and we're in Revelations chapter 8, and we're going to cover verses 6 through 13. My outline is really simple. Number one, the first trumpet blast. Number two, the second angel trumpet. Number three, the third angel trumpet. Number four, guess what? The fourth angel trumpet. And number five is an angel that looks like an eagle. So we basically are going to look at these four trumpet blasts and then an angel that's summarizing what's going on. I decided to start with something really simple. Let's start with what we would do in any investigation of events and apply that to Revelations. And there's some common questions that are used in any investigation. Who, what, when, where, why, how? So a year ago today, my brand new car killed a deer, which messed up the whole front end of it. And it wasn't enough damage that I couldn't drive home, but the deer was dead. If a police officer had come to that incident, he would have said, okay, who, what, when, where, why, how? Those are the questions that he would use to organize his notes on the accident. So let's take that same format and apply it to Revelations. Who are our central characters in Scripture? In the Message translations of Revelation 8:6, the seven angels with the trumpets got ready to blow them. So our characters are seven angels. What's about to happen? Revelations 8:7 out of the Message. A third of the earth is scorched, the trees, every blade of grass is burned to a crisp, and one third of all life is over. So that's what's going to happen today in this. A third of everything's going to go away. When? Well, this is somewhere in the middle of what smart people call the Great Tribulation. There's a tribulation, then there's a Great Tribulation, and this is about in the middle of that. So where? Where is this going to take place? Well, these events take place first in God's holy throne room, and then on one third of the earth. And honestly, everything starts in God's holy throne room and then ends up on earth. So why? Why is this happening? Why is God about to destroy one third of all that there is? Well, as we read through the Bible this week, we saw the answer Monday morning in Deuteronomy. And so the context of the scripture in Deuteronomy that we read, God's children about to enter the promised land. Note, there'll be much death and destruction when they do. They destroy everybody and everything when they go in and take that place. And in Revelations 8 and 9, it's about the same thing. We're about to enter our promised land. But before that takes place, there's a lot of death and destruction. So, the text that I chose had a subtitle, "Not Because of Your Righteousness Is God Doing This." And Deuteronomy 9, 4, and 5 are the text. It says this, "The Lord our God will drive them out and make room for you. When he does, don't say to yourselves, 'The Lord has done it because we are godly.' That's why he brought us up out of this land. That isn't true. The Lord is going to drive out those nations to make room for you because they are very evil. You're not going to take over the land because you have done what's right and honest. It's because those nations are so evil. That's why the Lord your God will drive them out ahead of you." The end. That is exactly the same reason why God is destroying a third of the earth here. It's because mankind has become so evil that his righteous judgment had to be brought to bear on them. So, back to my questions, how? These events, like every event before and every event after these, is by the God's great power and grand design. All the things we look at Revelations, and practically, honestly, for you and I, every event that takes place is done by God's great power and his grand design. The only reason this place stays together until that point in Revelations is because of God's great power. And that's the way he's got it written into his grand drama. So our text for today, I chose the NIV Reader's Version. And I'm going to read Revelations 8, 6 to 13. Try to get through it without coughing. "Then seven angels who had seven trumpets got ready to blow them. The first angel blew his trumpet. Hail and fire mixed with blood were thrown onto the earth. A third of the earth was burned up. A third of the trees were burned up. All the green grass was burned up. The second angel blew his trumpet. Something that looked like a huge mountain on fire was thrown into the sea. A third of the sea turned into blood. A third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. The third angel blew his trumpet. Then a great star fell from the sky. It looked like a blazing torch. It fell on a third of the rivers and springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the water turned bitter. Many people died from it. The fourth angel blew his trumpet. Then a third of the sun was struck, and a third of the moon was struck. A third of the stars were struck. So a third of each of them turned dark. Then a third of the day had no light, and the same happened at night. As I watched, I heard an eagle was flying high in the air. It called out in a loud voice. It called out, 'How terrible it will be for those living on the earth. How terrible they will suffer as soon as the next three angels blow their trumpets.'" That's the end of our text. So this is bad, but that angel is warning the next three trumpets are even worse than these four. So I read this in one of my commentaries that trumpet blasts had three purposes. We don't use trumpets very often in our world these days, so I thought it was interesting. First, it's to warn that judgment is certain. That's the first reason for a trumpet. Second is to call forces of good and evil to battle. And third is to announce the return of the King, the Messiah. That's probably the one I'm most familiar with, is that you blow that and the King enters. Maybe the second one, called into battle. I do like the trumpet of the cavalry charge. So, the seven trumpets. The first trumpet blast. How do you think God does these things on earth? In your imagination, there's a third of all these things happening. How do you see that? Do you try to imagine it, figure it out? What's that look like? How's he do that? I think he wants us to study, not just blankly read it. So, my PowerPoint stuck. That's not good. So, the result of the trumpet blast is hail, fire mingled with blood. This may be volcanic eruptions. There were those big earthquakes in verses 5. So maybe those earthquakes have caused major volcanic eruptions. The volcanic eruptions could produce a lot of steam and water thrown up into the sky. This moisture could easily condense and produce hail, and volcanic eruptions could fill the sky with fiery lava. Then this dust and those gases could also contaminate falling water so that it appears red like blood. That may be what and how God uses his creation to fulfill his judgment. B on your outline. A third of the earth has scorched, a third of the trees and every blade of grass is burned to a crisp. I was thinking that a lava storm could create blazing fire and devastation. Fireballs of red-hot lava often shoot up into the sky. God could make new things to fulfill all these judgments here if he wants to. It's been my experience that God uses things that are to do something totally amazing. So I'm thinking he probably uses what's already here to do these things and doesn't create anything new until all this judgment is over. But I could be wrong. So our seven trumpets, we looked at the first one. Let's look at the second angel trumpet. Things are moving rapidly. This scene in God's grand drama is intensifying with each blast of the trumpet. A on your outline, something like a huge mountain blazing with fire was flung into the sea. Something like a huge mountain blazing in fire was flung into the sea. A third of the sea turned to blood. I had a brother-in-law. His nickname was Junie. He was Julie's brother, and he really hated winter cold. So he would go to the same place in Florida's Gulf Coast every year. The last 3 years he was there and walking on the beach, there was an event known as Red Tide. It was caused by billions of red microorganisms being poisoned and dying in the water. The effect was that the smell was terrible, and it would burn your eyes so you could hardly see. You couldn't even stand to be out in it. If the wind was blowing across the mainland and out into the Gulf, it wasn't too bad. They say this red tide is caused by the water temperature in the Gulf getting too hot for these billions of these little things to live. If I have it correct that a meteor splashes into the sea, that could raise the water temperature and cause a massive red tide. When it killed all the organisms in the ocean, it could create a massive red tide that would look and smell like blood. But it really could be blood. You know, God did that judgment in Egypt like that. He did turn the water into blood there. So maybe he doesn't like that. So he could do it again, only on a much bigger scale, actually turn it literally into blood. be on your outline. A third of the living sea creatures died, and a third of the ships sank. So a third of the things living in the sea, and a third of the ships sank. Do you, like me, wonder why only one third? Why does he only do it to a third of all the stuff? I don't know. My best guess is that this event is probably a huge meteor asteroid that is surrounded with gases, and these will set the Earth's atmosphere on fire. That's my best guess of what this huge thing being thrown into the sea is a big meteor or asteroid. If I guess correctly, then this meteor splashing into the sea would cause a massive tidal wave, and that could destroy one-third of the world's ships. Since only one-third of the Earth is destroyed by these trumpet judgment events, this is only a partial judgment. Worst is yet to come. God still has his full wrath yet to be unleashed. So we looked at the first trumpet, second angel trumpet. Now let's look at the third angel trumpet. A huge star blazing like a torch fell from heaven, wiping out a third of the rivers and a third of the springs. So this is a huge star that's blazing like a torch that fell into the rivers. Our language does not have as many descriptive adjectives as what John had to work with when he was writing this. They had several words to describe things in their sky, where we just have sky. My best guess is that this looks a lot like a comet with its fiery tail. Doesn't that sound right? There's a comet flying across the sky with a big fiery tail that comes and crashes. It disintegrates as it nears the Earth, scattering all over the globe, and that could be what gets into the water. So B on your outline, the star's name is Wormwood. Wormwood. A third of the water turned bitter, and many people died from the poisoned water. Now, wormwood is a real thing. It's a bitter, poisonous root that is extracted from a plant. And it can cause symptoms that look like drunkenness and will end in death. Some places in the world, they actually use this as sort of a psychedelic. But if you get too much of it, like any drug, it'll kill you. This wormwood plant could be God's illustration of the bitterness of God's judgment. Because this wormwood root tastes very bitter when you put it in your mouth, it could be the bitterness of God's judgment that's what John and the Holy Spirit are trying to tell us. So we looked at the first trumpet, second angel trumpet, third angel trumpet. Now let's do the fourth angel trumpet. A third of the sun, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars were hit. So A on your outline, a third of the sun, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars. So sun, moon, and stars are your blanks. A third of them goes away. Sorry, but I don't even have a best guess on how this happens or what it looks like. How only a third of the sun is diminished and a third of the moon and the stars, I don't have a good idea for that one. So let's move on to B. The sky is blacked out and a third of both day and night and one third is all blacked out. So day and night. The thought I have is maybe it's like a dimmer switch that one can adjust. So when God turns everything down by a third, it's just like the dimmer switch in your house that you click down to a third of less light. And I don't know, might be. If I'm correct, then the loss of solar heat will cause a radical drop in temperature. That will produce severe changes in weather and biological cycles. Have you ever read this and how you see this in your mind? There's a lot of death and destruction in darkness. However you read it, there's a lot of death and destruction in darkness. My one word is scary. Really scary. So, first trumpet, second angel, third angel, fourth angel. Now let's look at point five, an angel like an eagle. I heard an angel that looked like an eagle flying in midair, calling out in a loud voice. A on your outline, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. Woe, woe, woe. Have you ever yelled, woe, woe, woe before? I remember once that I did. Julie and I were riding on my old Harley-Davidson Panhead. It had mechanical brakes, which meant that there was actually levers that went from the pedal you pushed on to a number of different pieces that actually put on the brakes. But we had a problem one day. We were riding it, and one of the pins fell out of that mechanical system. So when I went to push the brake pedal, there wasn't any brake. Well, that was in a part of the life that I lived that I wanted to look really cool. So I had no front brake on my Harley-Davidson. I stretched the front end way out there, but I didn't want to clutter it up with a front brake. So it was just pretty chrome spokes. I really wanted to stop. And Julie wondered what I was yelling. Things were way out of control. And that's just exactly what people in chapter 8 and 9 are like. They're on a collision course and they can't stop it. That's what it was like. This angel warning is that what has happened is bad. What is about to happen with the last three trumpets is terrible. There are three more angels about to blow their trumpets. Be on your outline. There are three more angels about to blow their trumpets. Doom is on its way. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you so much for giving Brother John the revelation that he has and giving us a heads up of what's coming. Humbly, I pray that you and I would be looking forward to this with anticipation and fear and trembling, and making our lives as close as we can focused on the Lord Jesus Christ until this happens. We pray in his name. Amen.
I speak the name of Jesus over you. In your hurting, in your sorrow, I will ask my God to move. I speak the name 'cause it's all that I can do. In desperation, I'll seek heaven and pray this for you. I pray for your healing, the circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. Declare healing, the circumstances will change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.